back to hour two on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, early break. Bill had to step out for the hour. He'll be back tomorrow. Hour two is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC, location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And I believe that Shindaddy is off for Veterans Day today.
That's right. And Bill,
he should be off.
Bill had a Veterans Day obligation. Well, that was a fascinating Bill's Thrills. Jeez. The Army thing was interesting, but the Utah thing is incredible that their AD would get flagged. What's his name? Harlan?
Mark Harlan.
Mark Harlan flagged because he went out on the field.
Yeah, he lost his mind.
Yeah, he did.
You know, it happens to us all. I've been to a game, but here's the deal. I'm a fan. I'm not the AD right. or a coach.
Right. You got to comport yourself.
See, I know how I operate. I don't know if I could be an AD sometimes.
You'd have to stay in the box. Just stay up in the box.
He's not allowed on the sidelines for his own good.
Right. And the good of the school and the good of the community. Just keep him in the box.
We let him down one time and it didn't go well. So he's back. The way it's going to have to be here.
Yeah. If I was, as your friend, I would say, Jake, you're staying in the box. Okay. I'll stay with you.
You're my handler.
Yeah. Up above, you'll be in the box.
Just vent to me.
Right.
Vent to me. Right. Yell at me.
Nope, you're not going downstairs.
No, the refs don't need to hear it.
You're not getting on that elevator. I will block the
game.
The game is over. Right. 15 minutes after the final gun, you'll be going down, okay? That's how this is going to work.
Yes.
15 minutes cooling off period, okay?
By the way,
Harlan.
We'll get to Nebraska in a second, but you told me and Bill in the first hour about this audio you heard from Google Me, Kurt Cignetti.
Yes.
And young Ben has found this audio.
This is following the game, following the 2015 win against Michigan.
That's right. What was the situation? So I'll play what he said.
Just a typical sideline reporter, coach interview right after the game.
Okay, here's Cignetti.
What are we, 10-0?
You are 10-0 for the first time in program history, Coach.
Not bad.
That's it. Not bad.
There might have been one more question after that.
That's it. I'm glad he cut it off.
But that was
beautiful. Right? He's incredible.
I know.
I love him. You didn't like him. Have you turned on Cignetti now?
A little. Here's what I will say about Cignetti. And you know this. Your opinions sort of evolve on things. And after watching that game, Indiana's so tough. They're not just like a gimmicky team. It's not a gimmick. They're tough. They're really well coached. They like Jerry DiNardo said, they fight you. They fight. They will fight you up front. They do. They fight you. They have a really good defensive end named Mikhail Kamara. I don't know if he's any relation to Alvin. He's got 9.5 sacks, leads the Big Ten very quietly, but he's a dude. I mean, he's a dude. They just fight you. So that's, and you know what?
You got to respect that.
Bill, I called you Bill. You know what, Jake? That comes from the head coach. I mean, they just
fight you.
What
are we now? 10-0?
No, what's our record now? Play it again.
Here's Cignetti. This is deserving of a second play here.
What are we, 10-0?
You are 10-0 for the first time in program history, Coach.
Not bad.
I love the man.
Yeah, Cignetti, he's a lot. He never smiles on the sideline. He smiled in the interview. In the interview,
10-0. I hope he's smiling. Yeah, they get a bye week, and then they play at Ohio State. I'm Ohio State, I'm scared.
I would be too. I think you're, yeah.
Indiana still has nothing to lose. They're not supposed to
scared.
Be here. They're 10-0. They know the playoffs are there. They are not supposed to be here.
They're good. They're legit. That's the thing.
They'll still play loose, I would think, in that game.
I would think that game. Now, listen, I've been horrible with my picks. And again, this week for the Husker Online Pick'em Contest, I was horrible. So I wouldn't put any credence into my picks. But, God, I got to think that's going to be a close game, Indiana-Ohio State.
I'm curious. Again, that's in 2 weeks. So, bye week for the Hoosiers.
November 23rd.
I'm curious what the spread will be in that football game at Ohio State. I'm going to say my prediction.
What would you say?
Is Buckeyes by 5.5.
Okay. Yeah,
I will be stunned if it's over a touchdown for that.
3.5 to 5.5. You know, Indiana in that game obviously didn't look, well, what'd you say? They got 246
That's
yards.
That's it.
Yeah, they didn't look that good offensively. They looked vulnerable for the first time offensively. They looked vulnerable.
But I think it's also important that, again, Justice Ellison got hurt in the first half. We'll see the status of his injury today going forward, but if he has a week to get healthy now.
That's the running back.
And he's a stud. He's a good running back.
Now
Tyson, and Lawton's good too.
Yeah, Tyson Lawton's pretty good too. Okay, and isn't it something that we can name players for Indiana now? Like their national names. Tyson
Lawton. We kind of could back in 2019 when they had a good team.
True. Penix.
Penix, and they had a Freifogel receiver.
Yeah.
They had a Hendershot, the tight end, I believe. They had a couple good job. Guys. Stevie Smith, I think.
Was that Stevie I think Scott? That was before.
Stevie Scott?
Stevie Scott might have been before
I think that was 2019.
Was it? Was it? Big running back?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a good team.
You're right. We could name some guys back then.
But it's, you know, few and far. Peyton Ramsey was also a quarterback there at one point.
As far as Nebraska goes, now what I heard yesterday, 9.5 dogs?
Yes, to USC.
Nebraska's 9.5 dogs.
And on that note, we have a caller.
Oh, we do.
We have a caller. Brandon has a question about Nebraska. Brandon, you're on early break. Go ahead, man. What's your question?
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Good, Brandon.
Brandon, nice to hear from you. It's been a while.
It has. I took a media break for a little bit. If I, one quick question for you, and then I'll get to my my question about the program.
Okay.
Do you still have the cowbell?
Oh,
where'd the cowbell
no.
go? Brandon provided the cowbell a couple years ago.
Oh, and we used to use that.
When you won the game show, right?
Yeah, or for different things.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I have it, Brandon.
I don't know where it went.
No biggie.
No, that's a biggie. Bring another one. Go ahead.
My question about Nebraska's program, and I kind of watched Coach Bush was here, but is two things. One with the defense, the things that I've noticed is when you watch the other D-line play across the college football landscape, you don't see those guys following the action of the offensive linemen. You see those other teams, guys get off and try and fight back. Nebraska seems like they want to go with the offensive linemen and just get pushed out of the play. And then the other question is, on the offensive side, we have three very good tight ends. I don't think this season, besides just a couple times, have I seen the offense go down the seam to right. tight end. We used to do that all the time. I mean, you had Matt Harrion back in the day, Wistrom, and you see the top programs out there using their tight ends in that fashion to open up the outside receivers, the run game. It's mind-boggling.
Oh, yeah, you make a good point. You dropped a Tracy Wistrom in there. I like that. Matt Harrion.
Thank you, Brandon.
Here's the deal on the defense. I mean, that's a problem. Brandon identified a problem, Jake, that they're not in their gap sometimes. They get taken out of the play. They're not fighting. We talk about fighting with your hands and being in your gap. I mean, and sometimes they're not. I don't know what to say about the tight ends. He's talking about three good ones, and he's talking about Thomas Fedoni. I imagine he's talking about Carter Nelson, and he's probably talking about Borkature.
Yeah.
And those are three good players.
They're solid players, yeah.
Yeah, Borkature has been strangely silent. Now, he played a lot of snaps the last game. Borkature did. I think he played 27 snaps.
He didn't hear his name, though.
No, he didn't get his, he didn't throw to him, but he played a lot. And they might have thrown to him once. He did get the two-point conversion against Indiana, which is a great inside shovel pass. Remember that? Ben does.
Against Indiana?
Yeah, against Indiana. They got a two-point conversion.
This year?
Yeah. Jake, what are you doing? The two-point conversion shovel pass to Borkature, 87. Yeah.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility, with digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Yeah, Ben's back in business. Wow! What did you
think? Ohio State.
Oh, it was Ohio State.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
it was not Indiana. You're right.
I was going to say, we scored 70.
100.
That's why
100.
I was confused. Understand my confusion.
My bad. Ohio State. So Bork,
Why I gave you the steroid.
Yeah.
They had seven points against Indiana.
Ohio State.
Thank you.
One of the better plays of that game.
Now we're good.
Oh, my bad. Terribly my bad. They haven't used Borkature. They obviously haven't used Carter Nelson much. They do use Fedoni a lot. But
they could use him more, though.
Yeah.
But Fedoni is seen as one of the best tight ends in the conference.
Okay, downfield, and which brings us to the Dana Holgorsen conversation.
Yes. We'll hear from Matt Rhule today.
Right.
And you're going to ask him about the involvement of Holgorsen in the offense?
Yeah, I think the question is for Matt Rhule. I mean, I'll ask if nobody else does, or I might just ask it. I think the question is, what is Dana Holgorsen's level of involvement with this offense this week and in the game? This week, including the game. What's his level of involvement? And see what he says. This is a very interesting press conference upcoming today.
I want to make a prediction here.
Okay.
Because Satterfield is still employed by the university, I don't think you can just say, hey, Dana's going to call plays. Even if he is, as long as Marcus is employed here, you can't just say, we're going to have Dana call plays. I will be stunned today if Matt, when you ask the question, if Matt Rhule says he's going to call plays.
Is it because Satterfield's making $1.X million?
That might be part of it. He's one of the top 10 highest paid OCs in the country, and he's still employed. So if your head coach says that this newly hired offensive analyst is calling plays, I will sit here flabbergasted, even though that could be happening. To admit that, I'd be stunned.
What
text line am I off on that? I can't. Because of the money involved and the fact he's still the sitting OC, I would fall off my chair if he said Dana's going to call the plays.
Is the number 1.6, by the way?
I think it's 1.4.
Okay, whatever. But anyway.
Dana might call the plays. You can't say it out loud, though. You can't say that.
You could.
What's the way to say it without making me fall off my chair? He's going to assist. He's going to help. If he's helping, all right, I can see that. But if he's straight up saying, no, he's going to call plays, I'd fall off my chair.
Let's talk this out.
Even though I wish he would.
Let's talk this out. I think Matt Rhule could say this. He'll have input.
Okay, that's fine.
I think you can't go too far down this road, but if you got two more questions. One might be
how much input?
Will he be on the headsets? I mean, will he help? Will he help? I mean, will he help call plays?
Matt could say, well, we'll see, and, yeah, and be able to skirt that.
Yeah. I don't know if you're right for sure. I mean, is it, do you just rule out, no pun intended, Matt Rule saying, look, he could be calling plays on Saturday.
No, if you, I'm ruling that out.
Are you ruling it out?
If your offensive coordinator is getting paid $1 million plus and is a top 10 highest paid OC in the country, is still here and not fired, still employed, you can't say publicly that the analyst is coming in to call plays.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, we don't know that he is.
Even though I might want that. Yeah. I kind of am curious. Yeah, Dana, why don't you call plays? But you can't admit that publicly.
Well, he would have had to do a crash course in the offense. You know that, right? In a week. He would have to, it would really be a challenging week for him, for Dana Holgorsen, to come in and learn the offense and the verbiage and the personnel, which I think he's familiar with, but he'd have to really lock in on it. It would be challenging. I'm not saying it couldn't happen. Hey, I want to make that clear. I'm not saying it couldn't happen. It could happen. And he could have a plan. You know, he could devise a plan that would help the quarterback.
Now
here's a question I have for you. How do you think Dylan Raiola should feel about Dana Holgorsen being on the premises?
I'd say optimistic. I think this offense needs a new fresh set of eyes. As Rule said,
good answer,
after the game that they lost most recently to UCLA, he said, we need a fresh set of eyes. You did. Yeah, something needs to change. This team needs to make a bowl game.
Good answer.
This team has to get a sixth win. It has to. I don't want to live in a world where Nebraska was 5-1 and UCLA was 1-5 and they make a bowl game and you don't. That'd be the darkest. We've had some dark winters here. That'd be the darkest winter.
Don't say that.
At 5-1 going 5-7. I mean, they cannot happen.
You mean it would be okay if they lost? It wouldn't be okay if they lost 6-1.
No. And didn't win a game since October 5th.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Against Rutgers, where they scored 14 points at home.
These are winnable, too. These are all three winnable. I don't care about that 9.5-point spread. You can go run it on USC, Jake, and they're going to have a backup quarterback in there.
Right.
And now that looks pretty good. This guy, watched him on film, Maliva. Was that how you pronounce it? Maliva?
Something like that. Maliva?
He's scary, but he's also probably a little rusty, you know?
Well, he's going to have a week off to prepare.
I know.
He had a bye week this past week.
He hasn't been in a game. We'll see what it looks like. He can run it. That's it. But Jake, he's not fast. I mean, I
would say this, though, regarding the offense. If it seems obvious that things look differently and there's some, hey, that's a different play call.
We've
seen that. Because here's the thing. We all know that Satterfield's offense is predictable. There's nothing new ever. There's never a new wrinkle ever with this offense.
What I would look for immediately.
As it is.
If you're wondering, you know, and you are, as you go into the game, if you're wondering, what I would look for immediately, Jake, a Holgorsen imprint would be short passes to start the game and then work down the field.
Which we have called for weeks. Say, get your quarterback and your offense a little bit of confidence.
Right. Something. That's exactly right.
Quick completion.
Right. Quick completions. Get him to 5-for-5. You know, get him to 5-for-5. Then start working down the field. There hasn't been like a discernible plan. You know, I'd like to see it something discernible, something you could say, okay, that's what they're doing. You know, have him throw wide, have him throw to the sideline, have him throw to the other sideline, have him throw a, you know, spot route, then work down the field, work down the field, work down the field. There's a lot of things, though, that you could see in that are evident wrinkles. We'll just have to see if that's what transpires. Jake, I don't know.
We'll see what Rule says today. Yeah. But I would tell you, if he says the words that Dana is calling plays, we'll play back this audio and I will confirm that I was stunned that was admitted publicly. Even though that could be happening.
I got you.
As long as Marcus is employed, those words cannot be said.
I got you.
Even though we might want those words to be said, they won't be said. Before we get to break.
The other thing. Yeah. they would also be skipping over Glenn Thomas in that conversation.
Absolutely. Hey, yeah.
Who I think is making about 800 grand. I mean, you're skipping over a couple highly paid assistants to for another one. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
Before we get to break, if those words are uttered by Matt Rhule, he might say, I've been hacked! Possible. And if that happened, we'd send him to our friends at Applied Connective Technologies, Nebraska's preferred tech partner in all 93 counties of this glorious state. They do everything from managing IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more. It's one team for all your tech solutions. Please call them today for a free consultation at 866-358-0109 or go to appliedconnective.com.
If you're Elon Musk, I would ask you this question. How far are we away from being able to say, my brain's been hacked?
We can ask Elon or we could ask Applied Connective. They'd both have a good feel.
I didn't mean what I said. My brain's been hacked.
My brain's been hacked. We talked about it. Someone's up there.
Right. Something happened.
The synapses are off. Right? When we come back, hey, let's dive into this Nebraska basketball game.
Okay, let's do it.
Saturday. That's up next here on Early Break on The Ticket.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.